第10項
Most people spend about 30% of their waking hours daydreaming, spacing out, drifting off, lost in thought. Yale University psychology professor Jerome Singer defines daydreaming as shifting attention away from some primary physical or mental task toward an unfolding sequence of private responses. The 86-year-old Singer, who published a lyrical account of his decades of research on daydreams in his 1975 book, The Inner World of Daydreaming, divides daydreaming styles into two main categories. Positive constructive, which includes upbeat and imaginative thoughts, and dysphoric, which encompasses visions of failure or punishment. Most people experience both kinds to a small or large degree. Other scientists distinguish between mundane contemplations and extravagant fantasies. Michael Caine, a cognitive psychologist at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, considers mind wandering to be any thoughts that are unrelated to one's task at hand. In his view, mind wandering is a broad category that may include everything from pondering ingredients for a dinner recipe to saving the planet from alien invasion. Most of the time when people fall into mind wandering, they are thinking about everyday concerns, such as recent encounters and items on their to-do list. More exotic daydreams in the style of James Thurber's grandiose fictional fantasist Walter Mitty, such as Mitty's dream of piloting an 8-engine hydroplane through a hurricane, are rare. Humdrum concerns figured prominently in one study that rigorously measured how much time we spend mind-wandering in daily life. In a 2009 study, Kane and his colleague Jennifer McVeigh asked 72 students to carry portable devices that beeped at random intervals 8 times a day for a week. The subjects then recorded their thoughts at that moment on a questionnaire. About 30% of the beeps coincided with thoughts unrelated to the task at hand. Mind wandering increased with stress, boredom, or sleepiness, or in chaotic environments, and decreased with enjoyable tasks. That may be because enjoyable activities tend to grab our attention. Intense focus on our problems may not always lead to immediate solutions. Instead, allowing the mind to float freely can enable us to access unconscious ideas hovering beneath the surface. A process that can lead to creative insight, according to psychologist Jonathan Schooler of the University of California, Santa Barbara. We may not even be aware that we are daydreaming. We have all had the experience of reading a book yet absorbing nothing, moving our eyes over the words on a page as our attention wanders and the text turns unintelligible. People oftentimes don't realize that they're daydreaming while they're daydreaming. They lack what I call meta-awareness, consciousness of what is currently going on in their minds, he says. Aimless rambling across the moors of our imaginings may lead us to stumble on ideas and associations that we may never find if we strive to seek them.